Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That was pretty fun last night.
Pretty fun indeed.
You know what got totally lost in Draymondville and Niners poor defenseville. The Niners and Warriors both absolutely bleep canned their opponents.
Yep,
both of them.
Well, like, I mean, the Niner game got down to a one score game before the pick six, and so not that I ever thought that the Colts were going to roar back and win that thing, but it did get a little closer than it should have, 34-27. And you're thinking, one mistake, you can't stop them. They can't stop you. So if you could just avoid the turnover, and you finally did turn it over, but at that point it was a 14-point game. It didn't even matter. But, yeah, they didn't bleep can him until really in the fourth quarter, D winners with the pick six, which I didn't think that the Niners were allowed to do that, Mark.
But
catch
they
the
did.
Ball thrown by the other team and run with it?
Yeah. And
that
then all
wild.
The way to the painted part.
That's right.
You get points for that.
And did you see Philip Rivers on that where he took about two steps in pursuit and he just shut it down?
It's
like, what am
catch,
I doing?
Not going to catch anybody.
My other favorite one was when they scored their first touchdown, the Colts, and they go up and show the Rivers family in the suite. There's like 40 people jumping around.
Totally.
All those kids.
I'm surprised they all fit in one suite.
Totally.
That was incredible. That actually still, if there's one thing that bugged me about the Niners game yesterday, dude, third and goal from the 19, that's not a thing. Or whatever the hell it was. You don't give up touchdowns in that situation. But the Niners defense did. And so that, I get it if that's kind of a head-scratching concern. By the way, here's the little stat that I was looking for. That's a stat. Last night was the first time since the Warriors moved to California.
That's a stat.
Yeah, thank you. Listen.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up. 1962. The Warriors moved to California. Last night was the first time that the Warriors and Niners both won by 20-plus points on the same night.
That's wild.
That's never happened since 1962 when
the Warriors moved here. The Warriors didn't usually win games, let alone by 20.
There's that.
And the Niners, they've played a lot of Monday night games, but I guess even Sunday night would have qualified.
Yeah, the Warriors are allowed to play on a Sunday.
Sure.
And do sometimes.
And a Thursday as well.
All of them.
But that's awesome, 20-point blowouts.
Yeah, so don't let that get lost in the sauce. I know everybody's running around like crazy. Gosh, I tried to go to the grocery store today. It took me about 28 minutes to get out of the parking lot. I know you're running around like crazy trying to get it all done, right? Relax. The Niners and Warriors both won by 20-plus.
Yep.
I know Draymond left. We'll get to it. We'll get to it, but I think we got to start with this 49er offense. We have to, first of all, let's dive into defense wins championships. And just start with, do you buy that as a concept? I know that I know that there have been teams that have had their defense lead them to a title, Ravens, Bears, Super Bowl shuffle. I get it. And no, I don't think you usually win it all if your defense is trash. I don't know that the Niners' defense is trash. There were moments yesterday where it certainly had that feel. But let's not forget, we're about 3 or 4 weeks removed from when the defense bailed Brock Purdy out against the Carolina Panthers.
That's right, yeah.
They are capable of a good performance. So is their defense and offense split right now? Is it preventative? I think that's my question. Or can you play this way? And by the way, let's see, 888-957-9570. You're always welcome to join this conversation.
I think it's only preventative based on the matchup that you happen to be facing. And like I was saying earlier, the conditions as well. If you get into a fast track situation against another equally good offense, the game might be decided by who has the better defensive performance. And, you know, we all go back to the 2000 Ravens defense wins championships. Yep. Their offense was not very good. And so you had to do that to win that championship. Your defense was so good. It was, hey, Trent, just don't screw it up. Don't put us in a spot where we can't at least, you know, win this game for you. And so I think about this Niner team, and yeah, it's kind of the same where, all right, defense, keep us in the game. Keep us in the lead if possible. That way we can do what we do. And again, last night, you go down 7-0, you tie it, you punch it out. Thank you, special teams. Yep. You score, you lead, you win. And I ran this down for you earlier in the week, how it's the Shanahan way. Now, everybody wants to win that way. But I think Shanahan really wants to win that way.
Sure, especially last night.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to take Jonathan Taylor out of that game. You want to make Phillip Rivers the focus of it and see if he can sling it and get quick scores and all of that. And he did to a certain degree, but not enough. And the defense, while it didn't do anything impressive, like listen to what you're pointing out. They made two, and they made more than this, but they made two huge, huge game-changing plays.
Yeah.
They punched the ball out from Ameer Abdullah on a kickoff return, and there was a close the door everybody had for the parking lot pick six. And if you do that, like, it's no different than the way they beat the Rams earlier this year. The Rams are moving up and down the field in the second half. Poof, punch the thing out on the one. You win.
And then fourth and one in overtime.
Same thing.
You stop them at the line of scrimmage, and you win.
So it's almost sort of like circumstantial defense. You don't need to run the game. You need to make a few plays. A few plays in key scenarios. And that would be my answer. Like, if somebody says, does defense wins championships? My answer would be, it can. It's not a requirement. It's not a requirement. There are teams who have sort of like let their offense be the head of the monster as they go win the whole thing. And sometimes this is sport to sport. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In baseball, can you win if your pitching staff is crap? No.
It's harder.
You know what I mean?
If you have a murderer's row of offense, then yeah, you could probably do it, but it's not that sustainable, especially in a short run, which is why the Giants, when they won it, they had so much great pitching and Bumgarner in 2014 and all the rest. In football, yeah, you can go out there with an okay defense and win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But it makes it a lot harder.
I do feel like the Super Bowl in recent years has more often than it used to, turned into a shootout. The Super Bowl never used to do that.
Not really.
It was very rare. I know the Niners scored 55 one year, like, again, to that point. Like, the Niners of the 80s, they were just unbelievable on both sides of the ball. They were incredible everywhere. And so they would just clown people all the way through the Super Bowl, 49-26, 59-10, whatever. So that maybe that's a little bit different. But I'm thinking of some of these Chiefs-Eagles games. I'm thinking of the Tom Brady-Falcons, you know, the Kyle Shanahan offensive coordinator come from behind game. Like,
yep.
The Super Bowl can turn into a shootout. And I think the Niners are absolutely one of 3, 4, 5 teams in the NFL right now who are capable of winning that way. I think they're clearly one of the best offensive, top 5 offensive teams in football right now. If you ask me, like, who are the offenses that scare you? now that they're healthy, Brock is rolling.
Yep.
It's
pretty scary.
Yeah, the Rams, the Bills, the Niners. I think my list then changes from there.
Well, the Eagles should be, but they've been puzzling as to why they haven't done it consistently. And the Cowboys, of course, are that offense, but they're not going to be
they're
in the
not
dance.
Yeah.
My heart today goes out to one man through all this.
Who's that?
Thomas Morstead. He hasn't punted this month.
I know.
He hasn't punted this month.
Say that again.
He hasn't punted this month.
Well, so it's only December 4th.
I think it's the 24th.
It's
the 23rd. His last punt was in Cleveland.
Their punter is wasting airplane tickets.
Right.
You're welcome.
It was fun watching him over there like half the time. He's bouncing the ball on the turf.
Seriously.
He's talking to himself. And I think he was doing Wordle at one point.
The broadcast, seriously. They're over here like, does anybody know who that guy is? Anybody want to take a guess? He's got a uniform. Who is it? I don't know. Is that somebody's cousin?
That's right. Third string quarterback.
Is that Rudy?
He's two punts away from a milestone, too.
Which is?
I think 1,000 punts.
Oh, wow.
He's punted 998 times.
I hope he doesn't get there.
He may not.
Okay. 888-957-9570. Can you play this way? Right? Does defense win championships, or can you play this way? Let's talk it out. We are celebrating the heck. Don't worry. If you've got steam coming out of your ears about Draymond, we'll get there. But the Warriors won by a lot. The Niners won by a lot. The Niners are coming home maybe forever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.